Well, also this week, researchers in Nashville have found that the season in which mice are born can dramatically affect how their body clocks work in later life. Mice born in the summertime were better at adapting their body clocks to night-day changes than those born in the winter. Publishing this week in Nature Neuroscience, Douglas McMahon and colleagues reared mice in artificially engineered seasons. Some were raised with more daylight, emulating summer, and some were exposed to more nighttime as they grow up. Another subsection of the mice were then exposed to a different season during adolescence, and finally, once they reached adulthood, all of the mice were put into darkness so that the researchers could observe how they scheduled their activities. Now, the winter mice in this environment slowed all their activities, whereas the summer mice maintained a regular day-night cycle. So the researchers think that the circadian rhythm is actually imprinted on the brain during a key period during the mouse's development. And they also say that a strikingly similar response is present in people who suffer from SAD, or seasonal affective disorder. So I suppose the next step in solving this will be to find out exactly when this seasonal imprinting occurs.
So are they saying that people who have seasonal affective disorder are more likely to have been born in the winter, in the darkness as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because a few years ago, Richard Wiseman did a study to find out if summertime babies ended up being more optimistic or pessimistic than wintertime babies. And actually, it turned out that, yeah, summer people like me are much happier and optimistic than winter people.
Well, there are a number of different neuropsychiatric conditions that are more common in people who are born in the winter, including schizophrenia and depression. And so that would sort of fit, because we know these things are also very strongly linked to the body clock as well. If the body clock goes wrong, many of these conditions get worse.
It's true.
Well, I was born in January, so I wonder what that says about the way my body clock works. It might explain a lot, actually.